Well, you see, when I was in high school, there was this very famous seafood restaurant up there, and a waitress at work there, Big Betty, was rumored to be a sporting lass. And the high school guys that went there always said, hey, if she takes a fancy to you, you will be in bliss. And so needless to say, me and my two buddies went there one time. I don't know. We were 15, 16 years old. We went to the restaurant. We said, we want Big Betty station, please. And so they sat us down at the table. We were all nervous. We're thumbing through the menus. Everybody said, well, what are you going to have? I'll have the shrimp cocktail. What if the soft-shell crabs are in season this time of year? Maybe I'll have the grouper. The grouper's really baked grouper. Oh, lemon sauce. Very good. All of a sudden, here came Betty. A big woman. Tattoo. Camel hanging out of her mouth. She looked at us and smiled. She said, what can I do for you boys? The other guys were nervous, but I looked at her. I said, I don't know. What do you feel like doing for us? She looked at me with an appraising glance, and I knew I was home free. She said, can I take your order? I said, what do you recommend? She said, why don't you try the bearded clam? I picked up my menu. I fumbled through. I wanted to make sure I had enough money for my allowance with me. I said, she said, you won't find it on the menu. It's a special dish for special people. I don't bring it out here in the open for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes through here. But I like you, kid. And I'll feed you. But just not to make everybody jealous, I'll feed you in the back room. And the other guys were thinking, oh, no, he gets to go in the back room with her. So one of them ordered the shrimp cocktail. And the other ordered the grouper. I said, well, when do I get my bearded clam? She said, right now. I said, right now? Well, don't I be timed? Maybe I should have a soda first? She said, what's the matter? Are you scared? I said, no, I'm not scared. I just never had it before. Tell me about it, dear. She said, well, the bearded clam is the only natural predator to the one-eyed viper. She waits, hidden. She attacks insidiously. There is no escape for him. There has been only one case where he's gotten away. But then he only threw up and died. I'm thinking, my God, is it dangerous? She said, no. Not to you. I said, well, can I see a picture at least? Don't you have, like, all these other things? You got pictures on the... She said, all right, I got a picture. I got a wallet size. She showed it to me. It was an extreme close-up. I thought, my God! You're telling me that's edible? She said, yes! She said, come with me, my son. It's chow time. My friends, I could see they were nervous. They were glad. They didn't order that, but I did. Oh, Yucca Puck here has to order it. So she led me by the hand, nodded to the bartender, who closed the door behind us and stood in front of it with his beefy arms folded on his chest. Well, she had me back there, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Finally, she rapped on the door. We went walking out. Betty smoking the Camel. Me glistening like a glazed donut. All the color drained from my face. The guys looking at me questioningly, wondering what transpired. Me, not exactly sure myself. I sat down. Betty took out her pad and pencil and said, okay, anybody want dessert? One of my buddies said, yeah, I'd like the cheesecake, please. The other one said, well, I'd got like a strawberries and cream, please. She said, what about you? I said, just bring me a bottle of Banaca.
Nobody else has the grease man, because nobody else has the tuna. The grease man on DC 101.